What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Scheduled to be joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals at 8:25. So that's right around the corner. Mike Valenti is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. That's 9:40. He does a radio show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. So we will break down Lions Commanders with him.
I just got... We're trying to track down Nick?
Yeah.
He usually calls at 25.
I just got a notice that my golf bag I ordered from Australia has landed. It was in L.A. yesterday.
Did you have to pay crazy shipping for that?
Free shipping.
Free shipping from Australia?
Yep.
How does such a thing even happen?
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes about a week.
Oh, I understand. It's going to take a while, but like...
But everybody says, I mean, from this particular company, that considering you're ordering stuff from Australia, it comes remarkably fast.
I mean, I order something from Fanatics, and I'm paying like $8 or $9 shipping, and that's not from Australia. I can tell you that.
Right.
It's from the good old Los Estados Unidos.
What kind of bag is it?
It's just like a plain white leather bag that you know with stand. It's just plain, but it's classy.
Lighter. It's lighter.
It's made out of crocodile lighter, skin.
I saw your bag. I saw your bag in the sim. It's getting a little. It's getting discolored.
Oh, you're talking about my tailor-made one.
Your tailor-made one that we got from golf.
It's an upgrade.
And yeah, it's definitely getting a little ragged.
A little ragged. And listen, normal. I don't really care, but I just want to freshen up. You know what I mean? Listen, life's short.
Yeah, treat yourself, right?
Life is short.
Treat yourself.
You know, I've lived three quarters of my life.
It's sun worn.
Probably close.
What?
It's your bag's sun worn. There's a bunch of loose threads hanging off of it.
Mm. Yeah,
it's been through the ringer.
Yeah.
It's time for an upgrade. And I think I got a great deal. And it's not obnoxious. Like $230, $240.
Okay.
Classy. Doesn't have some big ass like Titleist logo all the way across it.
Right.
You know, like classy.
Doesn't have your name on it.
Nope.
I buy my golf bags at Golfdom.
Yes, you don't have to go to Australia to buy your golf bags. I get it.
Love those guys.
Love them.
The Golfdom guys couldn't be nicer to me.
Super nice.
I know his last name. I don't.
Randy.
Danny.
Not Randy. I know Randy.
Bobby.
Danny.
No, the guy's one of their head. I think his name's Jim.
Good relationship you have with this person.
No, I know his last name. I just don't want to say it. I know his last name.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think it's Jim. Anyway. He invites me all the time to come over there and hit balls in a sim.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. He says, come on, man. What are you doing? Come on. We'll get you dialed in. Come on. But nice. By the way, I've noticed, just to get a little geeky, that the bamboo tees, they don't break as much. It's true. They don't break as much as the wooden tees.
You're that nerd.
So, where do you get bamboo tees?
China.
No, China. The bamboo tees.
The National Zoo goes stealing from the pandas.
They don't break as much. They're a little harder cakes. You know, your wife likes, if they're a little
harder tea.
Yeah, she likes.
She wants the bamboo tees instead of standard wood.
The bamboo tees. Yeah.
I still have probably 300 tees that Scott Bavaro gave us from back then. It was long ass Nike tees,
right,
with like three circles around them. Still have a bunch.
Well, see, I have the whole sim set up in my backyard.
Yeah,
and of course I take the electric stuff inside, electronic stuff. But when it's nice, put it out there, and I mow through tees.
Mm-hmm.
I got tees flying all over the neighborhood. and they break. So I'm constantly going through tees, but the bamboo tees, you definitely get a few more whacks at it.
Yeah.
Before they
more durable.
Get that white trash backyard with broken tees and netting everywhere.
It's a fox sleeping on his hitting mat.
I have to say, I think mine looks pretty classy, to be honest. But, all right, we got Nick on.
Yeah, I believe Nick is joining us. He is powered by Verizon. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Hey guys, good morning. How are you doing?
Doubter.
We are doing well.
Nick, let me ask you a question. Okay, can I button?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So we were talking about your career arc and everything, and Carberry talked about you being one of his guys, his go-to guys. And I asked Cakes, I said, did Nick want a ring? And he said, no, he got here the year after.
Yep.
How much is that a focus of you, like an underlying back of your mind thing? Is it a front and center thing? I had an argument with Rom, who claims that professional athletes, you know, they get paid so little extra in the postseason. They don't really care about that stuff. They don't care about it. You know, they're happy when the season's over because, you know, their bodies are broken down and all that. He wasn't necessarily saying it about hockey guys, but he was saying it about NFL guys. And he was basically making the argument about professional athletes. And I'm like, dude, they want the hardware.
I think hockey players are different.
Tell Nick also who has a ring and he doesn't have one.
You mean us?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We're Stanley Cup champions.
We are champions. We do have rings. But Nick, is that something that is sort of top of mind or in the back of your mind at all points? Or... You know, I mean, I know you're not going to go on the air and say, yeah, I can't wait for the season to end, but just how prevalent of it is it in your mind?
How prevalent is it in my mind to
win a championship, to hoist the cup?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I think you'd have to be an interesting professional athlete not to want to play at the end of the year. I mean, every professional sport, you grind it out all season, just to get to the end of the year so you can play the best time of the year, which is playoffs. So I don't think there's a lot of guys, to your point, whoever you're arguing with, your so-called friend here, that guys don't want to play in the playoffs. I think it probably differs for teams that have been out of the playoffs for 10 or 15 games, and then they know they're not going to be in it, and probably guys are probably like, all right, like, you know, thank God the season's over. That was a rough one. Mm-hmm. But they're still disappointed they didn't make playoffs. And for teams that are playing well and guys that are playing well individually, like, yeah, they want to get into the playoffs. I mean, you may not get paid necessarily, you know, and compensated the same as you do in the regular season. But what you got to remember, too, is, I mean, guys make and break their whole careers coming out of, you know, playoffs series and Stanley Cups and stuff like that. Whether or not you win or lose, you're probably going to end up getting paid more in the long run, knowing that when people see how you compete in the playoffs, right? Because everyone wants a winner and everyone wants someone that has playoff experience. But it's not something that I think about every single day. But, I mean, you know, if I had to put a number on it, at least, you know, like, you know, I don't know, once a week or once every other week, you're thinking about, you know, getting into playoffs and how hard it is. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I want to win a Stanley Cup. I think that's, you know, you always – growing up, you hoist a Stanley Cup in your basement, you know, every other day when you're playing mini sticks. So, I definitely think about it. I think everyone thinks about it. I mean, I think that's the goal, right? The regular season is a grind, but you do it and you do it to perform well so you can get into playoffs. I mean, that's, you know,
it's a long way
to
go.
It's not all about the money at this point for you guys. You love money. Everybody loves money, but I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a reason too why you see teams. I think that's why playoffs get so much harder, is because, you know, there's, you know, some players, they obviously are you know, really, really high end players, right? Maybe they're good at certain things and they don't put as much emphasis on other things. You know, and then I think once the playoffs, during the regular season, it's hard to do that for 82 games. But then during the playoffs, guys know that, you know, like, you lose a hockey game or you win a hockey game, that can put you into the next round or put you out of playoffs. And so I think everyone commits to the hard stuff in playoffs, and that's why it gets so damn hard to score goals and win games.
Yeah, and this is year 7 here in Washington for your daughter. This is probably a hard question to answer, but do you think that, and I'm not, I have to go back and look at all the records of all the Caps games or seasons when you were here, but do you think this is the best team you've played on here in Washington, this particular team?
Oh, that's a hard one.
That's hard. I know it's very difficult. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, record wise, I'm not, I couldn't even dive into that. I'm like the last guy when it comes to statistics. I really don't pay attention to any of that. I mean, you know, I know how the team's playing. I know how I'm individually playing. And but I think this is probably one of the best teams I've played on as a hockey team. Probably one of the best, you know, filled with some of the most interesting and best group of guys that have gelled together. We've had some great Cavs teams in the past, and it's been filled with great individuals. So I'm not saying I just think it's, this year has a little different feel to it. And I think that maybe because we have such different personnel compared to what we've had over the last 5-6 years. I mean, the Cavs, we've had a lot of great players that have stayed around for a long time, and that's what have made the Caps great hockey team. This year it was a little different because I think no one expected much from us coming into this year after just making the playoffs last year and grinding along. And then we added some new pieces this year and some guys moved on. I think we were a little bit of an underdog coming into the season, and I think we shocked a lot of people, but it's had a little bit of a different feeling this year for sure.
Doubter, we know you have to run, but I was a little bit shocked when I saw how cheap the tickets were to get into the game tonight in Ottawa. I could hop on a flight to Ottawa, fly there, land, and I could pay $10 to watch the Senators Caps tonight at the Canadian Tire Center. I thought Canadians loved hockey. What's going on here with these depressed ticket prices? $10, man. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, where are you sitting? Are you sitting up on top of the roof or what?
Well, I mean, if I were motivated enough to fly to Canada, I'm going to get the good seats, but I can get in for as low as $10.
Jeez, and then are you going to walk around and find some empty seats down below?
Oh, sure. I mean, it sounds like there'd be plenty available.
That's the move.
Yes, pay the $10.
Is that frowned upon in your guys' profession, or is that still considered?
Here's
okay.
What's frowned upon, Nick. Is us paying for tickets anymore. We go through connections. Yeah. We have to use our connections. It's just like you
He
know.
Knows.
Yeah, he
I
knows.
Bet Nick doesn't pay for golf. No. He plays free golf everywhere. He's not paying for golf.
Free haircuts, the whole nine. Yeah. Nick, get those two points in Canada tonight. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Good talking to you, too. That's Nick Dowd, Cap Center. He's powered by Verizon. We'll do the Junkies Blitz when we come back.